Also worth pointing out, there is a film out this week called Phoenix, which is a very, very strange drama. It's directed by Camilla Strom Henriksen. A young girl lives with her mother and her younger brother. The father's moved away. The mother is sort of fallen into depression and self-destruction. The mother was an artist, but now she spends, you know, most of the day in bed. She's got an interview for a job, but it's unlikely she's going to go for it. There is a birthday approaching and a visit from the dad. And they live in this house, which is very claustrophobic and full of shadows and secrets. And the movie's been described in many different ways. One review of it said that it was a powerful Swedish mental health drama. Another review the same day said it was a chilly, Scandi drama in which horror comes home. There are inflections of horror because what happens is she starts to see some of her inner turmoil seems to be externalized through these sort of strange, creepy, crawly visions. I thought it was a powerful film. I mean, the best way of describing it is if you think of something like Jellyfish, in which, you know, Liv Hill's character is caring for her mother. And then you think of the sort of the fantastical overpinning of something like Pan's Labyrinth. It brings all those things into play. I think it's flawed. I don't think it's brilliant. I think the first half of it works better than the second half. But I think as a kind of claustrophobic psychological study of somebody under great strain, it's an interesting piece.